we enter our third year of being in a pandemic, the world has had to adjust to our new reality. Some think this adjustment is temporary, while others think this is the new normal. Hey everyone, it's Tykira, creative editor right here at Mild Sauce. We invited five multimedia journalists to create podcasts in response to this season's theme, Back to the Normal. Today, we're following Jalen, whose story deals with normalcy in society. Here is Normal is Weird.
As the coronavirus pandemic brings life across the country to a grinding halt, Americans are facing a new normal.
The new normal, whatever that is.
The new normal.
Except a new normal.
To a new normal today.
Of the new normal in America. The new
normal. Normal is an interesting word. It's also a weird word, ironically. There is a definition for normal, and when being used to describe something, it means to be comforting to a standard, means to be usual, typical, or expected. Now, the concept of normal makes sense from that definition as a general thing, but when it comes to the concept of normal in people, that's a whole nother thing, which is why I don't like the concept of people wanting to be normal, because normal is going to be different for everyone. There's a familiar saying, what's normal for me may not be normal for you. This is especially true now that we've been in a pandemic for 2 years. And in a recent Newsweek article states that 70% of unvaccinated Americans describe their lives as normal, and 27% of unvaccinated Americans say that their lives never stopped being normal from the start of the pandemic. While in contrast, 19% of vaccinated Americans say that their lives are normal, and 8% say that their lives never stopped being normal. Everyone's going to have their own variation on what is normal. So today I have Eva Perrick and Matthew Francis, two fellow students at Disney II Magnet High School.
Something that I might deem normal to me, but others might not deem normal to them, is the fact that I dye my hair all the time. And to others that might seem like a hassle is not something you see every day.
My OCD would be like, oh, I have to touch my phone 10 times or else something might happen.
This is Christine Wilbur, an English teacher at Disney II Magnet High School.
What do I find normal that other people might find strange and abnormal? I have a very early bedtime. Like, really early. That seems totally normal to me, but when I tell people that actually I do go to bed at 8:30, it doesn't seem all that normal anymore.
Even though you can find a definition for normal in a dictionary, and it does make sense as a general aspect of things, but when it comes to the definition and people, it doesn't really work. Everyone kind of has their own view on what it means to be normal.
For me, normal, I think, is just people who, I guess, do things that I do, because normal is basically all subjected into an individual's actions and the way that they perceive things.
As a definition, I would say normal means like something that you would commonly see is something that you could like deem as normal, I would say.
Now, because everyone has their own view on what normal is, there are people who tend to feel like they don't fit in a specific group or even the society they live in as a whole.
Would I be considered an outsider in society? I mean, I have the luxury of being very normal, based on appearances. I don't feel very normal in many ways, but I think most people would consider me as such.
It depends on what kind of people I'm around, because when I'm around people that look or dress more similar than I do, like, they're not going to look at me and be like, wow, okay. But then if I'm around people that are, like, way different or seem, I don't know, judgmental, then it like makes me aware of like what I look like.
Throughout the course of the pandemic, people have gone through some life changes. Some went through learning something new about themselves, whether it be a new hobby, new appreciation for something, or even in a pandemic, your family still finds a way to get on your nerves.
One of the things that I have reconsidered during the course of the pandemic is in fact sort of our emphasis on work. But like, our worth is so very tied up in the number of hours we work and what we produce. And again, maybe one of the upsides to the pandemic is that we weren't able to uphold those ideas of normalcy anymore. And because of that, we have to redefine them. So I would hope that normal becomes pursuing things that make us happy, for example, over pursuing earning and work.
As I change more as a person in an appearance and stuff, I feel like because I'm really becoming the person that like I am, and I don't really get that much outside influence other than like social media, there's like a specific group of people that I fit into now that differs from when it started. But I do feel like that constant has stayed a little bit with me. Like before, I feel like I've fit into like every group and I didn't really feel like outcasted from anyone. But now it's like that feeling comes more often, I would say.
Because of this pandemic, there are new guidelines for what is considered normal, and we all had to adapt from what we previously knew as normal to this new form of normal.
Normal for me before COVID was, you know, being able to go about my daily life without having to worry about getting some kind of infection or, you know, me having to wear facial masks all the time. The normal would be not wearing gloves, you know, having your hands free. But then the norm changed to having a protection on all fronts. But I think normal before didn't involve the procedures we have to take now because of the virus.
One of the things that the pandemic reinforced for me is like the importance of being together, teachers and students in teaching and learning, like the embodiment of education. I always knew it was important. I didn't realize it was as important as it is. Like for me, sitting down with a student and being still and listening and looking them in the eyes, like that, you just lose all that, you know, online.
How has normal changed through the course of the pandemic?
The norm for me during the pandemic was for me to be extra wary about my family members, especially my older family members. It brings an extra like fear factor to perception on other people in your family because of this thing that could possibly harm them. I think mainly one of the biggest things involving COVID that changed the norm was the weariness of health and how health affected other people.
In general, I would feel like over COVID, more people have become more like welcoming to people really finding out who they are. Finding out what you really like and the people who you really want to spend time with versus people that you had in your life that just weren't adding anything to it. I feel like the process of self-discovery has become more normal, and like knowing who you have become, not only through COVID, but who you were as a person before.
How could you describe your life through the pandemic?
Very sheltered. But I was also relying a lot more on technology to especially talk to my friends. And I was using that a lot. Like once I finished school last year, I would instantly jump into a call on Discord just so I could be able to talk to my friends again. And I think having that available to me really helped me. And I think that helped me deal with a lot of the pressures that this COVID was letting on. But I think COVID definitely changed the way I operated on a daily basis and how, you know, scared I was to be with other people.
At the beginning, it was really difficult for me, as it was for a lot of other people. The whole switch from in-person schooling to online schooling and wearing a mask in every building. But other than that, my life didn't differ that much. Like, I still texted my friends and watched all the shows that I had before.
Does being vaccinated change your view on what's normal? Based on the information given at the beginning, with 70% of unvaccinated Americans and 19% of vaccinated Americans both describing their lives to be normal.
It can influence my way of normalcy because during COVID, our normal was changed to being more wary and cautious. And I think by being vaccinated, you could at least, you know, increase the idea of being back to the normal that we knew before COVID, which was not as much of an influence on, you know, safety or precautions.
I mean, it certainly gives me a level of comfort to do the things we absolutely need to do. And that, you know, and to be frank, we're not doing a whole bunch. Like, we're not going to museums, we're not going to theaters. But I think, you know, I think our vaccines do allow us a measure of comfort.
How's the pandemic affected your mental health?
But I think it stayed strong because I had a lot of people in my life that were, you know, willing to talk to me and willing to help if I ever needed it, if I was ever nervous or scared about what was going to happen. And I think it definitely, the normality of life being a little bit shifted, definitely, you know, decreased my mental. But I think because I had a lot of people that were there to help, it made the process a lot smoother.
At the beginning, it definitely did plummet a lot. And there were low points during the pandemic where the mental health was really struggling, especially with like the schoolwork and everything. But I feel like what I was talking with before about like the whole self-discovery thing, I feel like the more I learned of who I am, being confident in what I look like and like my personality and stuff, I feel like since then it's been like really high. It's been a lot higher than pre-pandemic, but also there were definitely some really low points when like school was getting too much or like the fact that I couldn't leave my house and my family was like annoying me.
According to a recent article named The Conversation, a survey of over 75 people was conducted. 15% of those people believe that life will never return back to normal. Will life ever return back to normal?
To an extent, I think it will. Because for Omicron, things were getting back to normal pretty quickly. The numbers were dropping. People were actually getting back to where we were going to be. And like, there was like a period of time where if you were vaccinated, you didn't have to wear a mask in stores. So I think to a point, we will.
Yes, I think a yes. Because if we look back a couple months and we saw the way that we were all developing, we saw that the virus was slowly dissipating and we were able to go inside stores without masks on. And I think the longer we go along, I think the stronger the vaccines that come out will be. And you know, also it's all just a matter of time.
As you heard, everyone had different outtakes on what was normal for them, but as for me, I don't find myself to be normal, and I like to keep it that way because it doesn't matter who you are or what you do, whether you try to fit in or be different, that's a normal thing to do. And all I have to say is thank you for listening, and you do you.
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mild Sauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.